It's Monday, the 2nd of March, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a good way to open up this here episode of the show, BC Camplight. That's the name of the band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That was the song I'm in a Weird Place Now. Came off his album Deportation Blues, which came out year before, sometime fairly recently. It's a pretty good record, but boy, do I really like that song the best. I'm in a Weird Place Now. I really dig that song. It's definitely the standout track for the record, I think. But, if you dig it, check out the rest of his stuff. I think he might even have a newer release that I don't have. But I quite like I'm in a Weird Place Now. So that's the one that went on the show. All right, up next, from Chicago, Illinois, a band called La 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 La. We're going to hear two tracks of theirs. First, Fantasy Movie, then Valentine. Both off their Fantasy Movie EP, which actually is just these two songs. I think it's like a 7-inch with two songs, like an A-side and a B-side. I'm a little late for this, obviously, because I missed Valentine's Day on the show. I didn't do a Valentine's Day episode, but I'm kind of doing it now because I got this this song Valentine that I'm going to put on. And then after that, there's maybe another Valentine's Day related song that I had intended to put on for Valentine's Day, but then forgot to do a Valentine's Day show. So I'm doing it now in March. That's what's going on here. So, yeah, that's a crappy story. But here we go. La La from Chicago with Fantasy Movie. And then Valentine, both very excellent songs. And I should say, there's other stuff by this band. They have another song that I was actually going to put on before this EP came out. And then this EP came out, and I was like, well, I guess I should put something on from that instead. And I like all of it so much, but I was like, I can't put three songs on. And I like Fantasy Movie more than Valentine, so I had to put that on. But then it was the Valentine's thing. Anyway, you don't need the inner psychology of how I decide to put what on the show. It's not interesting. But I, the point is, La 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 has lots of great songs, including these two. And another one that I'm not putting on the show right now. So here we go. Fantasy Movie and Valentine right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, looked in my direction, I thought my heart might explode.
My heart was racing and I thought it might explode.
Because my sympathetic nervous system caused norepinephrine to stimulate my sinoatrial node. When you looked in my direction, when you first looked into my eyes,
when you looked into my eyes,
my stress response diverted blood flow from my stomach and intestines, and it felt like butterflies. I knew that I wanted to marry ya, as my ventral tegmental area sent signals to my nucleus accumbens. And oh, oh, oh my lord, the anticipation of reward, that dopamine starts pumping. I know oxytocin is the potion of devotion. Give me that dose of dopamine. Hold the serotonin, still going, growing stronger all the time. I love you, and I'm never gonna change my mind. When you first smiled at me, I did foolish things.
Really, 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 really stupid things.
Because my judgment was impaired by a reduction in activity in my amygdala and the frontal cortex of my brain. When you first smiled at me, I began to fall.
One smile and I began to fall.
So did my serotonin levels, producing anxiety. I couldn't eat or sleep at all. Then a year or two went by with serotonin on the rise, till I was feeling comfortable and calm. Now every single time we touch, I get that oxytocin rush. Our bond has never been so strong. I know oxytocin is the potion of devotion. Dial back that dopamine. Here comes serotonin. Still going, growing stronger all the time. I love you, and I'm never gonna change my mind.
Lady, we've been together for a while now, and things are starting to mellow out. But that's okay, because we can get those sparks of dopamine back by experiencing new things together.
Oxytocin is the potion of devotion. A little bit of dopamine, a lot of serotonin. Still going, growing stronger all the time. I love you, and I'm never gonna change my, never gonna change my, never gonna change my mind.
I think that Democrats, particularly after 2016, got so freaked out about Russian disinfo that they forget that the biggest problem they had in 2016 was how the media covered Hillary Clinton's emails. A real story,
our media,
way out of proportion.
Not Russian media.
Not Russian media,
right.
Our media,
us.
This media.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is true, but the upside of polarization, which I don't get to talk about all that much, is that in this disinfo campaigns, people don't get moved. They're getting so much information and they're already mostly chosen a side. And the people who are easy to move around, to the extent anybody's easy to move around, they're pretty tuned out of it. They're not the folks on Facebook getting tons of political news and interest, because they're the people Facebook's algorithm knows don't like politics, or they would have already more or less chosen a side. So I think people need to worry more about real news and stories done badly, and a little bit less. Fake news is a villain we can all agree on. It's bad. It shouldn't be there, but it's not the key thing to worry about in the election. I am not a big believer that all these Facebook micro-targeting efforts, et cetera, work as well as all the bullshit we're fed on them says. Like Cambridge Analytica, no evidence it worked at all. A lot of, I mean, you ever looked at an ad online, you buy a bike, then for 3 months, something follows you and be like, would you like a bike?
Right.
And so a lot of this stuff, it looks good-ish when a campaign wins and it turns out to have not been that effective. The media is very distractible, it's got a short attention span, and it's way too online. So reporters are always on Twitter, always on Facebook, always chasing the latest controversy. And what the Trump administration has often figured out how to do is use that almost character flaw to drive the entire media crazy, and through that to drive the country a little bit crazy too.
All right, after La 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 back there, we heard Skunk Bear from Washington, D.C. That, of course, was Adam Cole. He was a content creator at National Public Radio in the U.S., and he had this segment called Skunk Bear, and he made music videos and other sorts of explainer things on YouTube. Very fun. And the video for that song is great, and I've always loved that song since it came out. I was like, I should put that on the show, but I'm gonna wait for like a Valentine's Day episode, and then I keep forgetting to do them. But this time I was like, wait, Valentine, I should do a Valentine. Yeah, here we are in March, but I put it on the show anyway because it's really good and I've been wanting to put it on for years. So that was a neuroscience love song from YouTube. So if you liked it, you should go watch the video and tell your friends about how great that song was. And it's all true. It's the science of love right there explained in a music video. Okay, then after that, we heard a couple songs by a band from London called Los Bichos. Los Bichos? I don't know. I feel uncomfortable saying that, but that's their name. So that's what they get called. We heard two tracks. First, we heard The Link Is About to Die from The Link Is About to Die single. And then we heard Bugs Bunny from the Bugs Bunny single. Both super great songs. I hope these girls release an album because I really love all their songs so much. I just went to Bandcamp and got all of it. It's pretty great. It's a bunch of singles so far, but The Link Is About to Die in particular, what a spectacularly good song. I thought it was just most excellent. All right, up next, a band from Edmonton in Canada and Alberta. They're called Dead Friends, and we're going to hear their song Molly. It comes off their brand new album just released recently called Shirley. I think maybe it came out on Valentine's Day. Am I making this up? No, I think it was on I think that's the whole point. I think that's what made me think about Valentine's Day as this album came out. Whatever. So this Molly song, I think you're going to like it. It's very good. And Shirley, I actually haven't heard the whole album. I just have the song so far because I'm pre-recording this. I should say, I'm in America right now. I'm on vacay back home visiting my fam in America. So I had to pre-record this episode. That's why it's so weird and janky and I don't know what I'm talking about and I'm just rambling a lot. So you'll have to forgive me. So, Dead Friends from Edmonton. Here we go. The song Molly from the album Shirley. Look for it wherever music is sold. And right now, enjoy Molly on The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
Paper as blank as night, and the words don't seem to come out right, and you ask is wanting for nothing. Drink and swim, float to infinity. Stand in the nude, a shadow of someone else's desire. Words aren't enough. Your body is not a liar.
Let's catch up one last time. After Dead Friends back there, we heard a band from San Diego, California. They're called The Cry. The album we heard songs from was Beautiful Reasons, And the songs we heard were Truth and Alone. And Beautiful Reasons, if you were listening to that and you were thinking, wow, this sounds so cool and like 80s, like, you know, indie, whatever kind of music, you're right. I mean, basically, it came out in 1990, Beautiful Reasons. And that's basically an 80s album, I think. And The Cry, I was trying to figure out anything about them so I'd know what to say about them. I don't know anything about them. I couldn't find almost anything about this record. I don't know who's in the band. I don't. I mean, I didn't try that hard. But there was nothing obvious about them in terms of biography or if they ever had any other albums. Or I just know nothing. But I really like those two songs. And actually, the rest of the album is pretty good, too. So it all sounds just like those songs, even if those are kind of the standouts. But it's quite good. So if you liked The Truth and Alone, maybe pick up Beautiful Reasons by The Cry. An early 90s gem that was, I think it was not released for a long time. It was like out of print, and then they re-released it a couple years ago. So it became something you could obtain more recently. And I've been thinking about putting it on the show. Similarly, Amy O, what we heard after The Cry from Bloomington, Indiana. We heard the songs Planet Blue and Zero, both off her album Shell, which is her, I think, newest release. And it's pretty good. And I'd been intending to put something on from it for, I don't know, because this came out last year as well. But I just never had. So this episode was it. This is where things, it's like the dumping ground for things that I needed to put on a show. And then just before I started talking, that doesn't sound like I like it that much. Amy O, it's pretty good. So if you like those two songs, Planet Blue and Zero, check out the whole thing. And then, of course, just before I started talking, Sounds of My Head favorites from Auckland, New Zealand, Jonathan Bree, formerly of the Brunettes. I say that every time. He was probably in the Brunettes for like 1/10 as much time as he's just been Jonathan Bree. But since I was introduced to him as the Brunettes, he's always half of the Brunettes to me. So I'm never going to shake that. Anyway, big fan of Jonathan Bree, always have been. And he's been releasing songs every so often, including a new one right before I started recording that I am not putting on the show, but I put on that one instead. That was Cover Your Eyes. It was released as a single, and I think it was just excellent, as I have almost all of his other little singles he's put out. All very good. I'm such a fan of Jonathan Bree. He and I are very in sync with what makes a good pop song, I think. All right, finishing up this here episode of the show, a band from Los Angeles called Ryan Pauly. I guess it's just a dude named Ryan, if I was guessing. Maybe more than a band. He does a cover here of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry. It's kind of like the whitest cover you could possibly do of that song. It's like, what if I took this cool like song by Bob Marley and made it just super, super white? But I feel like he pulls it off, actually, especially once it gets going. It's a little, like, you know, emo at the beginning, but then once the keyboards kick in and whatnot, I think it's actually quite a lovely song. And as a person who loves Bob Marley and loves No Woman, No Cry, I mean, who doesn't? It's such a spectacularly great song. Ryan can't help it that he's just a white dude from Los Angeles, right? I mean, like, he loves the song. He wanted to cover it because it's a great song. I'm speaking for him. I don't know him. I've never met him. I have no idea why he covered the song, but I assume it's because he loves it, like I do. And the fact that he's super white and made a super white version, you know, none of us can help who we are, and we can appreciate things. I think that's all right. So yeah, that doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement. I do mean it as one. I think this song is excellent. It seems like a great way to end an episode of the show. And I love No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley or Ryan Pauly. I think it's just a great song. So here we go, finishing up this here episode of the show, Ryan Pauly, No Woman, No Cry, Bob Marley cover, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Sit in the government yard in Trenchtown. Abba serving the hypocrites as they would mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we've lost and good friends we've had all along the way. In this bright future, you can't forget your past. So dry your tears, I'd say. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No one man no cry. I remember when we used to sit in the government yard in Trench Town. Everything's gonna be alright. 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 Everything's gonna be alright.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Trapdoor, Tripping Party, and FFF, all by Los Bichos. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media or playlists for the music you hear on the show. That's right, go to season 17 on Spotify for The Sounds in My Head. You'll find all the songs that I play on the show added to that playlist as I put them on the show. That way you can find all the music that I play without even having to listen to the show. It's a very generous offer because I spend a lot of time working on the show. And then I just make a playlist and you don't even have to listen to the show. So that's very nice of me, I think, if I say so myself, if I do say so. But I also enjoy it when you listen to the show. So, you know, you do you, though. And we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.